Attorney at law and director of the Barbados Entrepreneurship Foundation, Melanie Jones, has been explaining that the recent move by the Barbados government to reform the country's tax rate has come out of some significant work done by a local task force. She was responding to a question from the floor at a business forum mounted by the Barbados Coalition of Service Industries. And this was the question.
With regard to the new adjusted tax rate, what are the imperatives for businesses to realize government's bet or chance that they've taken? Obviously, you reduce corporate tax rate, you are reducing taxes that would then drive to social programs. But it is a gamble, or it's a wager, that you would have enhanced business spending and so on. But there are imperatives, there are things that have to happen for business to realize that enhanced economic activity so that the reduction will really be worth the while. So what are the imperatives for business to really make good on government's chance that a reduced tax rate will impact increased economic activity? So
Ms. Jones revealed that an economic impact study was done to determine whether harmonizing our tax rates would have been viable.
There were other solutions on the table, by the way, for the tax solution, not just the harmonized 5% for everybody. And that one ultimately was chosen after an economic impact assessment. And in 2018, at least 70% of the corporation tax revenues in Barbados did not come from the domestic companies. It came from the foreign companies. I say this because you have characterized the lowering of the tax rate to 5% and below as a gamble, but actually 70% or more of the tax that was paid last year by Barbados corporations was paid by foreign companies, and they were paying at lower rates than 5%, and they're now all having to pay at higher rates than what they used to pay at. And certainly in my client portfolio, we actually haven't lost a single client. Some of these clients pay $2, $3, and $4 million US a year on their own in tax in Barbados, and so far no one has left. One of the clients said, well, I mean, where are we going to go? Ireland? We'd have to pay 12.5% there. So just to say, just to offer some reassurance that I think it is probably slightly more than a gamble, the decision to move down to 5%. I think that, you know, that there was quite a careful look that was taken at where is the corporation tax actually coming from now. And I am not an economist, but I imagine that someone like Simon could work, you know, produce a model or do some calculations that would tell you that if 70% of the corporation tax paid last year was paid by people who were paying at rates between 2.5% and 0.25%, and now those same people are going to be paying at rates between 1% and 5%, that something is going up. I got that right? Okay, so that is just to say that let's not all panic because it wasn't that much of a gamble. But in terms of what do we have to do, it's an absolute imperative that, you know, we partner with the government and do what we should do now that we're paying, 5% instead of 25 or 30%. And we should think about how we can contribute to growth by running our companies in a way that we actually take a lot of that tax dollar that is saved and reinvest it. And reinvest it not just directly into the assets of our business, but into the people who work for us and so forth. The other thing that we need to bear in mind is that we have the opportunity now, since we are fully OECD compliant. Compliance with the OECD is a huge big deal, and in January this year they gave us a big green tick and we are fully compliant, which makes us attractive to many jurisdictions. We now have a real prospect of actually being a headquartering jurisdiction. We didn't necessarily have that before. And so there are ways to entice a lot of external business to actually come here in Barbados and headquarter and do more substantive business, but that will not work if we do not facilitate their business. So there is an imperative, not so much for the business producer, but there is an imperative for anyone who can touch and impact business facilitation in Barbados to be part of the movement that will revolutionize business facilitation. And instead of us scoring 2 out of 10 all the time, we need to start scoring 12 out of 10. because otherwise this business that we can capture by changing those tax rates in a revolutionary way will not be properly serviced and will either not come or will leave. And that is actually an enormous reality that we all have to connect with.
Attorney at law and director of the Barbados Entrepreneurship Foundation, Melanie Jones. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.